podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs. Samich LLC is your one-stop shop for pop culture custom creations. Get your favorite characters in high-quality stickers, decals, and more. Check them out on Etsy. Samich LLC. Print your imagination.
Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the basement bar, beers and babble. Cheers.
Oi, can I have a beer before?
Oi! That's Eddie Oba!
Oh, man, it's Tuesday. It's a smashing day for a boy.
It was after a rehearsal one day,
and everybody was in a clump. Everybody was in a clump. And all of a sudden, everybody said their goodbyes and their greetings.
Their greetings. Yeah, their goodbyes.
And for some reason, I was like, all right, tell it all.
You're like, all right, boys.
Everybody's fucking got headphones on.
I laughed about it for like 15, all the way home.
What's that?
We do have headphones.
What?
Yeah, Eddie, I can't.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Now I can
hear me now.
Attaboy.
Hey.
1, 2, 3.
Attaboy. Hey.
1, 5, 3. 1, 2, 8, 9, 4.
3?
What?
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to Basement Bar Beers and Babble. We are here live in Rogers Pub. We've got the Michigan State and Northwestern game planned. Yeah. Good stuff going on. We're here to talk to you guys as well and have a blast, share some more stories, and
drink some more beer.
Drink some more beers. So, yeah, let's get after it. What's happening?
I can't wait to get this starting.
There is a beer that's named S'more.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tastes like a S'more.
Ooh.
Why did you say that in like two different... He was
s'more
like,
S'more what? What do I want S'more of? S'more. I haven't had anything
How
yet.
How many syllables?
Like a S'more.
S'more.
He did it again. That's unfucking real.
S'more.
It's s'more. It's not s'more.
It's s'more.
Where the fuck is
there's
the
a? There's an apostrophe in the fucking name.
Oh, you're s'more. Right. You know what?
Isn't there?
So fuck you.
He's looking at me. He goes, s'more. So fuck you. Wow. Jesus Christ. Anyway, starting it out with some tension.
Yeah.
What you been watching, boys?
Has-Been Hotel.
S'more.
Burned through all the episodes of Has-Been Hotel.
That you're gonna watch, hey, you going to watch some more of that?
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to watch some more of that.
Fuck off, yeah.
No, it's good shit. Angels and demons and stuff. And it's funny. It's good stuff. I was watching that. Started watching some Cheers again.
Oh, I love Cheers.
Cheers
the
is
first
great.
Time my mom and my mom and dad came down to the Midland house that I had.
Yeah,
they walked in and we got the fucking Mancino's. It's my dad's favorite sub shop, favorite grinder spot, I guess.
Grinders.
Yeah, grinders are delicious there. And he brought that over. Him and Ma stopped by and I had Cheers on the TV, so we sat there, watched Cheers, and ate some Mancino's. It was great.
Yeah,
that little 1,200 square foot house, and it was wonderful.
Watching that, I watched a couple episodes of All in the Family.
Nice.
Watched some Sabrina the Teenage Witch, like the original with Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, I love that show, actually.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I've been watching.
Have you watched the reboot on Netflix?
No, I haven't seen the new one.
You got to watch it. If you like the original, you got to wait until the last season, but you're going to love it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Is Melissa Joan Hart in it?
Is that the
spoilers.
Original? Is that the original
cast? Yeah.
I ain't saying.
Caroline Ray. And I forget the other aunt. It's funny because now being older, I identify more with the aunts and like their innuendo and their, you know, lives.
You
kind
of do remind me of a good aunt.
Like, yeah.
The fun aunt. Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's a wild compliment to give somebody.
Yeah.
But,
you remind me of a fun aunt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm excited.
What
I
do
got
you
a
watch?
Fucking W. I got a W this weekend.
Okay.
I got Robin to watch the fucking Back to the Future trilogy, and it's my
Ooh,
favorite
yes.
trilogy.
Oh, beauty.
It's my favorite
bow,
trilogy.
Bow,
I didn't know that.
Bow, 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 bow.
It's best. The best theme song.
So good.
But I didn't know that Back to the Future 2 got the worst rating out of all three of them.
Really?
Oh, really?
I kind of really like it. Like when they go and then Biff's like rich.
Yeah.
And he married Lorraine and he treats her like a piece of
Isn't
shit.
That,
Sorry, no, that's the third one. I was thinking the cowboy one.
Third one is Wild Wild West. Yeah. And that has the best rating.
What?
I think them all. I think they're all great.
Wow. That's interesting. I would have put the original as the best rating, then the second, then the third.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, no.
I see the third constantly. I feel like that's the only one that ever gets played on TV.
But the third is like the best ending. You know what I mean?
You know what the license plate read?
Yeah, it's something time.
Back in time.
Yep.
I was like last week year old when I knew that. I just learned that. I'd watched it like 700 times.
Yeah.
I never really looked at the license
plate. Yeah, back in time.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you go to O'Reilly's website, you can see they have a flux capacitor.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
it's like
awesome.
Item number 120, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you go to O'Reilly's website. It says sold out, though.
Oh, you can't buy anymore.
But they had them for sale at one point. Yeah.
Well, if you had one, you can go back in time and buy
one. Right.
It literally says
as long as you have the 21.2
gigawatts. Go back and buy more.
Yeah. Like, you got to have the right amount of gigawatts, guys. You forget about that.
1.21.
1.2 gigawatts.
See, that always bothers me because it's gigawatt.
Yeah, it is gigawatt. Yeah.
And so I always said gigawatt, and then like growing up and learning more, you're like, it's gigawatt.
Here's a controversial thing. Are you going to believe Eddie Switek or are you going to believe Dr. Emmett Brown?
Yeah, really.
Because I'm going Emmett Brown every fucking time.
Great Scott, Marty.
Yeah, see? You can talk like him, but you can't
everything.
Think of him. Yeah, exactly. The guy invented time travel. You have to believe it's
jiggly. We gotta go back to the future.
I have a question.
What's that?
Back to the future.
He sounds like Bernie Sanders, but a little crazier.
There are no roads.
Yep.
I can't remember what movie it was when he got the sports almanac.
Was that the second one?
Yeah,
that's the greatest thing. That's what you need to do.
And
if you
question,
go back in time.
Yeah, but you do not want to alter the future.
I don't give a
but
shit.
But my question is,
again, you do not follow Dr. Emmett Brown's directions and you are going to fuck it up.
No. You just want to know so
would
you can
you
make some
bets.
Would
you do the same thing, though? Like, if you had a sports almanac, if you traveled back in time, would you go back to where you came from and just start making bets on shit that already happened?
Yeah.
Would you
do that? Fuck yeah, I would.
Oh, my God.
You go. Yeah, you make the bets. You get enough money to live on and then you...
But here's what did it wrong is the future Biff grabbed it and brought it back to the younger one. See, the right way to do it is the young one to go get it and then come back and set himself up. Because the problem is the future knew his future and he altered it. The young one, if he goes and grabs it and brings it back, you haven't written your future yet. So then you can plan it in the right way. I'm just saying that's where the trilogy is wrong.
I would do it enough to get enough money.
But he was
to be
old when he found
comfortable
it,
and my family be comfortable, but I wouldn't try to change anything.
Right, right. So that's what you want to do is you have to be the younger guy that goes and gets it. You can't be the old guy that brings it back to his younger self. That's the wrong way to do it.
Yeah. No, looking back and shit, I wouldn't change anything.
No. You would just have enough money to say, hey, let's stop working at this time. But we're still going to live the same way. All right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going back to 2008 and dropping like $5,000 in Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're using time travel, you would just mine it.
At that point, you just mine it. It's super easy to mine it back then.
Well, but back then when it's worth like a fraction of a penny, drop like $5,000 in it and just write yourself a sticky note to go back to like July of 2020. And pull it all when it's like $60,000 a piece.
Yeah. It's back up to $67,000 right now.
Oh, wow. My God.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like that one movie.
Waiting for my Dogecoin to come back.
It's like that one movie, Frequency. I don't know if you guys know about that movie, but it has some weird shit.
Is that Bill Paxton?
Isn't it?
Maybe.
I think so.
I get
Bill Paxton and Dennis Quaid mixed up for some reason.
I get Bill Putman and Bill Paxton mixed up.
Oh, my.
So... What I've been watching recently.
Yeah.
I've been watching Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, we might have.
Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, that's so good with Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Martin...
what's his name?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. Yep.
Oh,
they're
so
always
good.
The perfect pair.
Oh,
Steve Martin and Martin Short.
The Martin connection.
Can I just talk about Martin Short for a second?
Yes,
he has never hit wrong. That guy is so fucking amazing. Martin Short is so good.
Have you ever watched a stand-up before?
I have.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I want to watch a stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
I watched his old SNL bits and stuff like that.
Yes, they're so good.
So funny.
So
love
good.
That. Yeah.
No, Martin Short is awesome. And in that show, those three are just great. I can't wait for the next season to come out. I've been binged that in about a week and a half.
Really? I haven't finished it yet. I haven't even reached Meryl Streep yet, but I know she's in it.
She's in it, too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I might have to watch it.
So she actually plays like a wild character. You just got to watch it.
Who's Ant-Man? Who's Ant-Man?
Excuse
you
me.
Know
Paul
Ant-Man.
Rudd.
Yes, he's in it as well.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, man.
What is the name episodes. Of this again?
All right, don't
Only
spoil
Murders
it.
In the Building.
Oh, all right.
And it's actually funny because we're on a podcast. And that's their podcast name in the show. They
yes.
do a podcast
yes,
called
is.
Only Murders in the Building. And it's so funny because every season they
yeah.
figure out a murder and it happens to happen at the building.
Do you think that
building.
We could figure out a murder? This group right here?
Absolutely not.
That sounded so positive. It's
no confidence. No confidence at all.
The confidence of not being
I,
able to
I
solve
think
it
we would have an absolute solid guess as to who did it.
Yeah.
And we'd have all this evidence. And we'd send some
swing
poor motherfucker to jail.
Yep.
That
swing
had nothing
miss.
To do with it.
Yeah, the wrong guy.
Yep, swing and a miss.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
be able to prove it, too.
Yeah.
Like, have some solid backed up evidence.
But just completely out
and
of left
this,
field.
And this
just
poor
wrong,
guy
yeah.
in court's just like, what are you, what, no!
I wasn't even there.
I wasn't even there!
Mrs.
What
my
are you
God
talking
God.
About? And the judge just goes 45 to life.
Oh
and
my God.
Knowing you, it's probably life.
Jeez. Oh, I forgot, too. I caught up on Solo Leveling. I watched both
really?
Seasons of Beastars, and then I watched season 2 and season 3 of Demon Slayer as well.
Oh, nice.
I've been watching
yeah.
a bunch of shit over the last week.
Nice.
He's just fucking
yeah, I'm
glued
locked
to the,
in. I'm
locked,
locked
into
in.
The game.
I'm locked in.
25, 24 at the moment here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go green.
Go white.
Yeah.
OH.
Nope.
Get the fuck
hey,
out of here.
That was disrespectful.
Hey, here's a,
whoa.
All right, so we're gonna go around the horn on this one. Where is your go-to fast food restaurant, and what's the go-to order? John, starting with you, wild card.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Taco Bell, baby.
Yeah,
you already
T-Bell.
Know it's Taco Bell with the chicken quesadilla
mm.
and a medium-sized Baja Blast and a two-pack of Cinnabon Delights all
oh,
day.
The
oh,
the Cinnabon
shit.
Delights are so good.
All
those
day.
Are, yeah, those are worse than Gushers, but the same thing.
13, hey, about- 13 bucks to feel like trash, but it tastes good.
Yep. Isn't it expensive?
I gotta agree with you. It's Taco Bell, too, but it's... Two burrito supremes, no sour cream, and some fries.
Absolutely.
Oh, the nacho
fries.
Fries. Yeah. See, the piggyback off oh. of that, mine's also Taco Bell. We got a
See,
theme
this,
going
this
on.
This is what
yeah.
I, instead of your go-to place, I kind of like, what would be your go-to at every restaurant if we lightning round this shit?
Lightning
oh,
round.
Lightning round. Go. Taco Bell.
So
go.
Taco Bell.
Two cheesy gordita crunches with a large Baja Blast.
Beauty.
That's
Smigs.
It.
Go.
Five-layer burrito and a quesarito, if they still made them.
All right.
I do a steak quesadilla, a Doritos taco regular, cheesy gordita crunch, and a cheesy fiesta potato minus a sour cream.
Nice.
Beauty.
That's my
Taco
Bell.
Absolutely.
All right.
Shit, it's like $76.
I know, really. Yeah, it is. It's the most expensive shit, but all right, so McDonald's, what's your go-to order?
Quarter pounder with cheese, no onion, large fry, and a orange drink, no ice.
Double quarter pounder with cheese, plain tomato allergy, with a medium fry and a Dr. Pepper.
I didn't know you were allergic to tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he'll get
yeah.
Horribly. I was there.
Horribly.
Was
terribly. It'll kill me.
Yeah,
yeah
you're
crazy.
Ought to order the casket right now.
Oh, damn.
Dennis,
so
McDonald's.
If we're talking breakfast, I get the fucking biscuit.
Oh, you going breakfast?
I
McDonald's.
Do breakfast. Yeah,
he doesn't do McDonald's in the afternoon.
That's there's some places that I don't do the breakfast, but I do the lunch or vice versa.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
But at McDonald's, you get the burrito, the breakfast burritos all day long.
That's what I'm saying, baby. Yeah, large French vanilla coffee with an extra shot of espresso with a fucking. With the I had to take a deep breath. Sorry, with a fucking what is it? Biscuit, egg biscuit. Yeah.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
That's what it is.
That's
right.
Bacon,
I forgot my own order.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
right.
If I'm going breakfast, right. It's fucking the you know fucking breakfast burrito and
no sauce.
And a medium caramel iced coffee. No sauce.
No
yeah,
sauce.
I don't need the sauce because I'm driving.
No one likes
and then
sauce
if
the
I'm
coffee.
Going in the afternoon, I'm getting the 7. That's two cheeseburgers, a fry, and a drink.
Wait, does the sauce affect your driving ability?
Yeah,
well,
the sauce.
They hand it to you, not on the burrito.
Oh.
So what am I gonna do? Nothing.
I get it.
You know
Sorry.
What I'm saying?
Speed round.
I go
speed
two
round,
McDoubles,
yeah.
only ketchup and cheese, and a small fry.
Attaboy.
Woo!
All
right,
nice. Burger
All right.
King.
Nice.
Burger King.
What's your go-to order, Burger King?
Double Whopper with cheese.
Don't forget the Dutch apple pie.
But, you know, I know it's a lightning round, but I don't usually go to Burger King anymore because the day I went there and ordered two of their original chicken sandwiches is the day I had a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
Nope. Widowmaker. But
anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Double Whopper, fries.
Yep.
And an orange drink, no ice.
There you go. Boy. John Mann.
Pass. Don't eat Burger King.
Oh, all right.
Side note. My BO sometimes smells like Burger King grease. Anyway, so I get a
That's true.
This bitch is flame broiled.
I get two cheeseburgers plain with a large fry and a large vanilla Coke. That's it.
Attaboy.
Nice.
I don't like their food, but I'll take a medium fry and a Dutch apple pie. You?
I get a double Whopper with only ketchup and cheese, large fry, and an unsweet tea.
Nice. Unsweet. Yep. Dude, you're tea one of those. So good.
Yeah.
All right.
One of those unsweet right, tea
Culver's.
People.
What are you getting?
The mushroom Swiss burger meal.
Yes, sir. John.
Frozen custard. You got no other reason to go there.
All right.
Yeah.
Cheese curds.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
That's
I got it. Cheese curds and a mushroom Swiss. Go ahead.
Double butter burger meal, medium-sized cheese curds with ranch, and a large Butterfinger mixer for the drink.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is your go-to place, I can tell.
Yeah. Man,
holy shit. That man, there ought to be a fucking Culver's mic next to him. Holy shit. Did you hear that order?
It's just an Eddie button
at
the drive-thru.
I feel like I should look it up and give him his total
now.
Like, he's excited
for
it.
So we just proved it. So this is one of my biggest pet peeves, is that when you pull up to the fucking drive-thru, no matter where you're at, you should have the fucking menu memorized, or at least know what the fuck you're going to get before you even pull in the parking lot.
Ooh, I'm guilty of that.
I know. I hate it so much when I get there and I'm like, all right, I get my order and go, and then, well, let me see. I don't know. You get the same goddamn thing every time. Just fucking say it. Like, what is it? Like,
well, that's you know what? Me and Dennis went to Subway the other day for lunch. And I'm going to call you out.
That's fine.
So, the
Subway,
the time
footlong meatball marinara.
Yeah, Subway. Are you in good hands?
Extra oregano and Parmesan cheese. You should know what the fuck.
I know. No, that's the thing is we walk into Subway and me and Dennis, the conversation before when we were at a Subway was the same thing. It was like, hey, you know, it's like I like how we come here and think like, oh, Subway, like there's, you know, you can do anything you want, but we always get the same thing. He's like, yeah, I always get the same thing. So we go in there, and I know what I'm gonna get because I get the same fucking thing every time.
Yeah.
So I walk in there and. We're standing, and she goes, who's next? And Dennis goes, you go. I got to think about it. What does this motherfucker do? He gets the same goddamn thing he's been getting.
Well,
and he goes, yeah, I got the same thing. My brain wasn't fucking going.
Well,
I was like, yeah.
At the end of the day, we've all got half a dozen restaurants that we go to constantly. Yeah. It's just like the ones that are in rotation for your family.
Yeah.
And you know there's that one thing that absolutely slaps.
Yep.
And you also know that when you walk in that door, you're saying to yourself, oh, I get the same thing every time. I'm going to try something else.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you go through the menu, and the waitress comes by and goes, you ready? You're just like, no, I need a couple minutes. I'm getting something different this time. Then she comes back, you're like, ah, fuck it.
Yep.
Same thing I always get.
But that's the difference between walking into the restaurant and then going through the drive-thru. We're going through the drive-thru, know what the fuck you want. Sorry, Spencer.
But
You
know how to get rid of unemployment in Alabama?
Where?
In Alabama.
What is it? Right. What is it?
Well, you open a Subway on every corner. You know why?
Why?
Because they're really good at making things inbred.
Go ahead, Dennis. I know you want to say
right.
I know you want to say
No, I just had they just opened up Popeyes in Midland.
Yeah, they did.
And I never been to a Popeyes ever in my life. And I felt fucking.
Love that chicken.
Get that from Popeye. I don't know what it is. Anyway,
did you say get your burger at Popeye?
Get your burger.
Oh, there you go.
From that one place.
DQ.
But,
DQ.
I wish we had a DQ. But,
get your whatever the fuck.
Oh, I guess
it's one of
Yeah, no. I went up to that drive-thru.
Try on Dr. Pepper at Popeye. I'm sorry.
I went to the Chick-fil-A. I keep saying Chick-fil-A. I went to the Popeyes.
Yeah.
I went to the Popeyes for the very first time with my lovely girlfriend Shannon and. I had no idea what
Call
the fuck was
on
even
the phone.
There.
Shannon
on the phone. Yeah, Ben Sinister. Yeah, hell yeah. But I remember driving up to the drive-thru and thinking about it. And I was just like, I panicked. And I was like, can I get the number one? The number one was just the classic chicken. And I will say, God damn, It was the best fast food chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life.
You know who I bet would love it, but he can't have it?
Mm.
Eddie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't have chicken? Oh! You know what I love?
You know what I love?
You could have chicken nuggets at McDonald's because it's not chicken.
No, Burger King. I had 3 nuggets from Burger King, and it didn't do anything.
The 10 for a buck or whatever. Yeah.
So what I love, and I feel like it's a baller move, I love walking up to the rallies. Because they have that little walk-up window.
Yeah.
But I feel like they hate it. But I feel awesome when I come up. I love it. I love walking up.
My exercise for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
But you ever go there when there's a long line and then you go on the side that...
The passenger side.
But you don't have a passenger?
Yeah.
You're like, handing the money through the fucking car.
You're like, just throw it through the window. It's fine.
Hey, it's always the shorter line.
Yeah.
It's always the shorter line.
It always is.
I wonder what the marketing thought was that. Why don't we put
maybe there's
going to
be
sides.
A car from Australia or Europe that comes over?
Yeah, and
well, no,
because
the fucking talk. You still got to talk through the thing on the left, but then the window's on the right. It's like the carpool lane.
It's a good way to make your partner pay for everything.
No shit.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah, we want to go to Arby's? Yeah, and then you do that. Oh, fuck yeah, that's
rallies,
a good idea.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
Eddie.
You know.
Oh, shit.
I have a question for you.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
And I want a bit of your insight. And after Eddie says...
I'm going to need a new beer for this.
Absolutely. After Eddie gives his answer, I'm interested in hearing what Raj has to say about the same thing.
Oh, shit.
Get it out, but not right now. What do you guys think is the difference between knowledge and wisdom? And what do you value more?
I think the difference is wisdom is knowledge with experience. And I value wisdom more than knowledge.
I agree with that, by the way.
I totally agree.
Yeah, that was a good answer.
Very good answer.
Yeah. What about you?
I value wisdom way more than knowledge.
Do you?
I always look at it as knowledge is facts and wisdom is lessons.
Yeah, but
that's a good way to say it.
That knowledge can be converted into wisdom if you reflect on your knowledge. If you never reflect on what you've learned, you never gain any wisdom.
Wow, you had a very powerful drive here.
Yeah,
you are very wise.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah,
and time is money.
Can I say something about knowledge real quick?
Yeah,
and I'm not going to talk to you about all the books in my library and how I get Lamborghinis and shit because I've seen that ad and I hate that ad.
You have a Lamborghini, don't you?
Yeah, a few of them. No, I feel like
they're about this big and he races.
There's a difference.
I didn't know Matt.
This is my opinion. There is a difference between having knowledge, and there's a difference between righteously applying the knowledge that you have. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
So like, if you learn how to be a landscaper and you learn all that fucking shit about like how like what weeds like what fucking chemicals to put in a tree to make it grow better and stuff like that, that's fine. But all of a sudden you become a plumber, you're not righteously applying that knowledge that you learned into the thing that you're doing.
Right.
Right? So like, I don't know. That's what I try to go by, you know? That's why like people, I don't mean to talk deep or anything like that, but like my personal feeling about like college and stuff like that is sometimes like you go to college and all of a sudden you learn all a bunch of shit, but you don't know what to do with the knowledge that you got.
Yeah, so it's kind of what you're saying, that knowledge is almost useless if you don't know how to apply it.
Right.
And knowledge is wasted if you never apply it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I heard somebody was talking about, it was some sort of TED Talk, but it wasn't a TED Talk, but he was talking like for a whole hour about how to righteously apply the knowledge that you gain into the thing that you want to do with it.
It's a proverb.
Yeah.
It's literally in the book of Proverbs.
Is it really?
That the one who hears these words and applies them is, I forget the exact wording, but it's essentially, the one who hears these words and applies them will be exalted, and the one who hears them and doesn't is a fool.
Hmm.
So that's, you know, it's similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A pity the fool.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to get in that little tangent.
No, but that's
the same
thing with college. Like, I went to college for computer science, and I used maybe 10% of what the fuck I learned.
The 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
The 80-20 rule. 80% of the job can get done with 20% of the knowledge.
Yeah.
You need the other 20%. You need the other 80% of the knowledge to do that last 20% of the job.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, you drove all the way from Standish, Michigan.
I did, sir.
To give one man a certain surprise.
Oh, uh-oh. Well, one man.
Oh,
is,
come here.
You wait your turn.
Hey, hey, surprise, there's 100 dicks on the wall.
So, This podcast is a bit of a tradition for doing the beer of the week, and I am not a beer drinker, so what I have done for this week is I brought a mead.
Whoa!
Oh, for shit. All of us to try. Yeah. This is...
Some Viking shit, huh?
This
Viking.
Is Norse Nectar. Scotty.
Scotty.
Oh, Norse, you know who Scotty is.
And this is Norse Nectar Scotty, and it is a blueberry honey apple wine fermented with natural flavors.
Wow.
Yeah. Scotty.
All right. Well, you do the honors and pour that.
Absolutely.
Hey, and speaking of Scotty, do you know where Scotty ended up when he got lost in the minefield?
Oh. Where?
Everywhere.
Oh.
Yes, he did.
Jeez.
I feel like that could have went with any name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was originally Johnny, but he brought up Scotty.
And you were like, yeah, that, it ends with a D. So.
Oh, Scotty is not an untapped.
I'm probably saying the name wrong because it's
Scotty.
Norse. And I'm Scotty. An American and a Michigander, no less. So.
Where's it from? Nurse Nectar?
Norse Nectar.
Norse.
Yes.
Norse. Oh, that's awesome. I want to bring up something while John's pouring these in.
It's pronounced
shy.
Shy.
Oh, there it is. I found
it. Do you guys
it
have any irrational fears?
Any irrational fears?
Can you give me an example? Can you tell
like
me?
Like fear of heights?
You want to rinse these out, buddy?
I have like that. A huge fear of heights.
No, that's a rational fear.
And that, okay.
That's what I said, Eddie.
No, irrational. You said irrational,
but
yeah.
Like I didn't have it until I like turned 40.
Oh, really?
I mean, before that, I didn't, shit. Like roller coasters and stuff, oh, I loved it. Now, other than the one in Vegas that because every time I go there, I have to, and that's just something that happens. But, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, a 10-foot ladder scares the shit out of me.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no, as far as irrational fears, like my fucked up neurotic brain, okay? So when I go to bed at night, and this is usually why I drink most of the nights, is because I am...
Because you're going to bed with?
No, because I'm fucking wild in my head, and I'm... And, like, I'm scared of the dark. I don't like being alone. And so, like, if Tiffany doesn't come to bed with me, then I have to leave the door cracked with the hall light on. Now,
I'm still in disbelief.
I know.
I'm sorry, yeah.
This man did kind of just...
Out his own door.
I know, I do.
Oh!
Sorry.
Wow.
But see, when she does come to bed, then the door has to be shut, and the lights are off, but at least one tiny blue light so I can kind of see. But then I can't sleep with my back to the door because then I'm afraid it's going to get me. I don't know what, but it's going to get me. And then I get too hot, so I have to put a leg out, but then I'm afraid, fuck, now they can get my toes. And like,
yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I hate
yeah.
it so much, and so that's why I'm always like tossing and turning, and like, so I was like, the monsters are going to fucking eat me, and so that's why I drink.
So an irrational one for me would be anytime I'm in an establishment, I never sit with my back to the door.
Yeah. There you go. Yep. That's I do smart. The same shit. I do the same shit.
Me too.
I do the same thing. Yep.
That's how I was raised.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, I don't know if I really have an irrational fear, like irrational fear. I mean, I guess. Okay. Here's the deal.
Fucked in the nose.
Here's the deal. So I was. I've been in cars.
No,
with
it's
like
a Louis
those,
C.K. It's a Louis C.K. Louis
so
C.K.
Those new cars that came out. Okay, they have like the full top sunroof. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only way for cars to make that physically happen is to roll back, and it's like this fabric up top. It's not like a normal sunroof where it's like the same top as a car. It's like this kind of like tarp kind of, you know?
You mean
that's
like
going
a rag
back.
Top convertible or what?
No. I'm talking about just like these new cars. Like these new cars, like a new Equinox with a, like the roof that's just like this tarp. And it has to roll back for cars to make it happen. It can't just go back into itself because it's too big. It's the whole fucking top. That's a sunroof. And it rolls. You know what I'm saying? So my thought is like, okay, you know, I live in Michigan. There's sugar beets here in Bay City.
Okay.
You're following behind a sugar beet car. And you're in that. And it comes across, smashes the glass on top. All that glass is coming on the passengers.
Wow.
Why make
car? It's a safety glass. So
okay.
It's not, it may shatter, but
that's
it's not going to... break through.
But you've heard of deer smashing through windshields.
Well,
so you hit a deer and it lays on top of your car, shit's smashing and coming right into you.
Yeah, well, that's a deer. I mean,
a sugar beet and a deer are two very different things.
Sugar beet's like 2 pounds.
Okay, how fast are you going? You're following a sugar beet on the highway?
Well, when's the last time you saw a 285-pound sugar beet?
But I've seen deer run across highways before, my friend.
Physics, real quick.
See one run right into me.
If something from a vehicle going 60 miles per hour, if something falls from that vehicle going 60 miles per hour, doesn't that object come at you at 60 miles per hour or some shit? I might be totally wrong.
No, I mean, you're going at it at that speed.
Yeah, you
but
are.
That's zero.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it?
That's well, like, you know, if a train,
a
speed train leaves Chicago.
I wasn't good at physics, Dennis.
Neither am I. That's what I'm asking.
Noon.
No, man.
No, here's the deal. I look at you guys for science, but that just scares me. Like you're driving on it. You know, you're driving. You got the rooftop sun. You know, you got the rooftop fucking little star stairs. Yeah. You know,
not only that, I'm afraid to get final destination.
Here's a tip for you.
But this is irrational.
Don't
it's not
follow a fucking sugar beet truck.
I don't know what to tell you.
That ain't
just
me.
Fears.
There's I ain't
just,
worried about that shit.
No, I know, but there's just fears.
I'll shoot
that
the fucker.
All right, my irrational fear.
If I was closer, I'd fucking tear your ass up.
Oh, that sounds like a good Friday night.
Jesus.
Irrational fears.
All them years in prison.
Hey.
So you said irrational. This is going to be a little irrational.
Yeah.
But one of my irrational fears is that I'm deeply afraid of a group of little people coming and mugging me.
Okay. What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
I don't.
You don't?
I want you
it doesn't
to
have to.
You want me to explain it?
I don't share the fear, but I relate.
It's supposed to be irrational,
right? I'm afraid of
getting
mugging.
Never supposed to happen, right? But I do actually have a fear of like a just like a herd of little people coming at me.
a herd
of little people just coming at me and just beating the shit out of me with little toothpicks
I think
and everything like that. You know
dwarves.
What I mean? A what?
A drove of dwarves.
Wait. Hit you with little toothpicks? Wasn't that Oliver Twist? Didn't all the...
What are you saying?
The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking of Oliver Twist.
Okay.
When they invited all those little guys and they started like stabbing each other with the little clothespins they had. Yeah, and
I
it
don't,
was like
yeah.
a sword fight. No, that's a true story.
Is
I'm not
really?
Even kidding.
Is it really?
And Oliver Twist, or not Oliver Twist,
my
Wizard of Oz
fear
Twist.
Came to real life? Oh
Wizard of
oh,
Oz Twist.
Wizard of Oz Twist. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I don't remember Oliver Twist. I remember the cartoon Oliver and Company with Billy Joel.
Oh,
and I don't remember little dogs stabbing each other.
Yeah, no, but that's my irrational fear, though.
Crazy.
It's just a herd of little people coming at me and just beating the shit out of me.
So, mead of the week.
You want to drink some mead?
Is that... never
mind. All right, hey, mead of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
beer, yeah. Beer of the week.
Mead of the week. What is it, John?
It's,
you said it was what?
Scotty.
Scotty!
Yeah.
Jesus,
mead
man.
Mead of the week. Because it's
of
a mead.
Week. Brought by John Ace.
Hey,
John Ace. You, cheers.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Speaking of all that irrational stuff, but you
oh
know,
my God, that's like bourbon.
You go.
Oh,
that's like, you go
that's
back.
Good.
You know, like what is one of your favorite? One of my favorite memories in life was building sand castles with my grandfather.
Sorry, we're all doing the same thing. We're all just like
hold that thought, Rod.
I got
hold
you.
That thought.
I got you.
Yeah. Look,
this stuff's like. Oily.
This is tart. This is wild. We're gonna listen to.
Well, I'm curious.
Like,
ahead,
no, yeah. Like favorite memories and shit. From you know when you're, I used to love to build sandcastles with my grandfather.
Okay. Yeah,
until my grandma took his ashes away from me.
I knew it. I knew it.
So this is Scotty Blueberry Apple Mead from the Norse Nectar Meadery. It's a 14% ABV. It is extraordinarily tart. It is very,
it's very tart.
It's what makes us make faces.
Drink this one cold.
I'd put that on my pancakes.
What?
Yeah, it's got like a syrupy thing to it.
Yeah, it tastes like molasses a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is mead, so it's
honey.
Made of honey.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
That's gonna be there, but like there's a weird.
There is always like I used to have hair.
Yeah, but that that's really good.
All right.
It's very blueberry forward.
It is blueberry forward.
I'm gonna give it a. I'm gonna give it a 2.5. It's average. It's not bad. It's not great.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess 2.5 is right down the middle of the road on a 1-5. Yeah, I share a 2.5 on this one.
I would drink. I would have Scotty in my liquor cabinet.
Yeah. It like. A couple of ice cubes.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And
you'd
and
put
have
Scott
this over
in
like
your
a
liquor cabinet?
Scotty.
You want to try it?
You want
no,
Scotty
to
in
me,
your liquor cabinet?
To me, I actually thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean,
because I know me as a mead drinker, it's a sipper.
Yeah.
It's not a chugger.
It's 100% a sipper.
Yeah, you need to sip that. You need to sip that over ice like you said.
This with some ice over
sip
like
this.
Okay, so
over like a lightweight meal. This would rock.
As I drink more
A lightweight meal?
Yeah, a lightweight meal.
There you go.
As I drink more of it, it's actually the flavor's getting better. Like it's not as shocking now, and it's actually more
that first sip grabs you.
Yeah, meat is definitely a cough syrup. Like let it coat your throat first and then take it down. You know?
With my first sip tasting thing. At first sip, I would not have a full glass of this. I'm sorry.
No,
I wouldn't.
I share that.
Yeah. But as I'm going, I'd have a couple of these. Yeah. Two, three of these.
Not if I'm
still
drinking
beer.
It, but goddamn.
No.
Does your guys have like crumbs in the bottom?
It
like
does.
Mine does.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's almost like
that's
apple
sediments.
Pie where it's like the it's sediment.
Sediment. Yeah.
Sediments.
They couldn't sift it all out?
Yeah, I'm not buying another bottle of this, but.
Hey, I'm not trying
to bash
it.
Thank you so much for bringing beer
all the way
week.
From Standish.
Yes, thank you.
That's Standish. The dirt off of Scotty's balls you're drinking.
Raj is the only one without a glass, so he can talk as much shit as he wants. Hey, so we've
He's
all hit the theater scene.
Fun.
Rather talk shit than eat shit.
True. We've all been in the theater scene. We've all been actors.
Yeah.
And Raj has specialized in backstage management.
Yeah,
set producing, set spiking, everything like that, as well as being an actor.
Doing it this year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
What production are they doing?
If you're allowed to say it.
A spin-off of Grease.
There you go. It's Grease 2.
They couldn't afford the Grease script, so they had
Son of a bitch took the words out of my mouth.
They did Grease years back.
Yeah.
And Central is doing Grease, I believe, this year.
Didn't the dog do something crazy at Garber High School when they did
Wizard
of Oz. Sorry, yeah.
It humped the cowardly lion's tail.
Awesome.
Oh.
Good old Nolan.
So, yeah, we've got some theater geeks, theater stories going on.
Absolutely. Woo.
We used to have a theater tradition. Right before you go out on the stage, you had to take... fuck, now I can't think of what it was called. The powder.
LSD?
No. No, what's
cocaine?
The...
Cocaine?
No, what's the powder that... It's not Ben Gay. It's like...
Have you?
You Ben Gay?
No, the...
Talcum powder?
Yeah, it's like talcum powder, but I can't think
what's
of what...
What's the use for it?
It's for, like, sweaty... You know, when you're
like
getting,
like power lifters use and stuff?
Yeah, it's like baby powder, but it's something. It's a brand name.
Rosin bag?
Anyway, we would take this shit and you spring and you just all over your balls. And it felt like a million little fairies kissing you.
Oh.
And you know that feeling why?
Wouldn't it happen to have been anti-monkey butt, would it?
Yeah, it's essentially.
Anti-monkey butt rocks.
So it's something like that, yeah. So we would puff our nuts before we go on stage. And then, well, it was theater.
You puffed whose nuts?
Mine. Yeah.
You puffed your own nuts?
Yeah, puffing our own nuts. And then we go out on stage, and then we're like, whoa, you know, and it's so energetic because it feels, you got shit just like stabbing you in the nuts. It was exciting.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's absolutely wonderful. I was in a stage production once. It was my senior year of high school. And I was the lead in this particular show, and I had all of my friends in the show with me. One of which, whose name shall be changed to protect the innocent, he was playing a bartender in a scene, and me being the lead, it was the point where I had to go and, you know, get the girl. As you secure the love story.
Okay.
And there's a spot where I'm talking to him, and I end up doing a shot and then exiting stage. It's the last thing I do, like liquid confidence, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was grape juice with a little bit of food dye to make it look like whiskey that he was pouring out.
Yeah.
And that was just what we were doing. And I was acting like it was like a, you know, like that shot of whiskey burn. Yeah.
Thank you.
And the Sunday show rolls around. And at Garber High School, it's tradition. On the Sunday show, you monkey with stuff. You know,
with it.
You monkey with stuff.
Oh,
you,
no.
You change a line. You improvise something. You know,
it's the last show.
It's
the last
show. Have some fun with it, you know. So I'm doing my scene. I finish all my dialogue, and I go to hit that shot, and Jack Daniels.
Oh, no. Awesome.
You weren't expecting it.
No, and I ad-libbed a line to the bartender. I don't remember what it was, but it was like, oh, that's good stuff there, and then exit, but... Yep. Last thing on my mind, we got in the dressing room and it was like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
When did you switch the bottles?
Right?
Yeah, that's so funny. Yep. I got a little story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The guy that was just talking, John.
That's me.
I have a story about him.
Oh, boy.
Oh shit.
It was back in high school and stuff like that. Oh, he played is the same show. Same show. And during this point in high school, he would give me a ride home after rehearsal, after school sometimes, you know, which is definitely appreciated and whatnot. But there was moments where I thought it was very funny. Okay. You had a tap number.
Yeah,
you had a tap number. And I remember in not dress rehearsal, but just regular plain rehearsals, I would just walk into the auditorium and I would look at you doing this tap dance.
Gold Bond. It was Gold Bond. Sorry. Continue.
I would watch you do this tap
just
dance.
Came to me.
But you were the type of guy that would wear steel toe boots.
Oh yeah.
All the time. Doesn't matter if you're working or not. You would wear steel toe boots.
One of those guys walking around with his Timberlands.
Yeah.
No Timberlands.
But
no,
I just
no.
remember you wearing your steel toe boots. Fucking tap dancing. Fucking tap dancing in the goddamn thing. Yeah, it was just crazy. I was like, how is this man? Well, his feet have to at least weigh like fucking 15, 20 pounds. Yeah. I don't even
100%.
Know. I don't even know. But he's tap dancing in that shit. And it was just gnarly.
He rehearsed
it was
in
gnarly.
Those steel toe boots.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know damn well that he was light as air during the performance.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like
oh,
a,
yeah.
That's like a boxer hitting the bag with the 32-ounce
yep.
gloves.
Yeah.
Like, yep. You got to get your speed up, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's just a story. It's just, yeah, it was just funny.
I got a fun theater story. I was junior year of high school. We did Shrek the Musical. And I got the honor to play Donkey.
Yeah, you did.
And in the morning, I make a waffles.
And the suit came in for my costume. And it was the hottest thing I've ever put my body into. It was ridiculous. It was a full fleece suit, and there was not a part of my body besides my two eyes, my nose, and my mouth that was exposed. And I was a fat fucker back then. I still am, but I was fatter than fuck back then. And everything was hot. Shit, I'd take two steps and be out of breath.
That's
and,
I feel you.
What was that made out of? Wool or some
oh,
shit?
Oh man,
like,
it was ridiculous. It was just so heavy. They had me in the
insulation.
Yeah, no kidding. It was like and they put me in the thunder thighs and everything, and even my hands were covered with hooves. It was crazy. And I think it was during like a Friday or Saturday show, and me and Shrek, because Shrek had a hell of a costume too, and we always stepped outside during intermission and put frozen peas in our pants and like took the suits down to half mast, you know.
Oh yeah.
And we sat outside because it was always during the cold season, so we were just trying to get some air. So, you know, one of those the kids that were screaming and everything, so the mom was taking them out to either go to the car just to relax or taking them home. And I walk outside in my full suit with two bags of peas in my hand, and I strip down and I tear it half mast and I put peas in my pants, and this kid looks and sees Shrek and Doggy just strip down just, and go down to nothing and put peas in our pants and everything like that. Like we weren't showing them anything unnecessary or anything, but they just saw us out of character.
Yeah.
And that was like a show to them.
Yeah.
So they thought we were the real deal. This kid started screaming.
Oh, no.
Absolutely screaming. And me and Shrek looked at each other, and we were just like, oh, shit.
Back inside.
We just ruined that kid's whole fucking night. Oh, so we ran back
everything.
Inside, and we're laughing our asses off because this kid's like, ah, Mom, like, what happened? What are they doing? And we're just like, oh, fuck. You know, run back inside. We start laughing our asses off. And, yeah, that was the last time we stepped outside during that. We just tried to go into anywhere cold and do it. We're just like, we don't want to ruin any kids' nights. Like, we're just trying to get some fucking coldness in our pants.
Yeah.
But, no, that was good, man. That was one of my favorite. I never had a bad time on stage.
Oh, absolutely.
Always loved
oh,
it
yeah.
because, like John said earlier, always with our best friends. That's
yeah.
where our friend group came from.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, hey, it's a bunch of misfits. And look at us, like all the jocks hang out, all this hang out, all the popular kids, all the lone lives. And then
yeah.
you got musical kids, which is a mixture of everything yep. that get along, and we go do whatever the fuck we want.
Every character from the Breakfast Club would have gotten along if they'd have done a musical together.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember the first time that I really realized it happened. It was Sean. Sean came in.
Yep.
He's a captain on the football team his senior year and came in and got one of the lead parts. And, And he he said to us, all of our guys in the friend group at the time, because we were coming up into that age, we were like freshman, sophomore, and he was just like, hey, if I would have known this was a thing my entire school career,
yeah,
I'd have been here all the time.
See, which is weird.
I love football, but this is my home.
We and had it, the
that,
same
that
thing.
Meant a lot
oh,
to
yeah.
us. That meant a
yeah.
lot to us.
We had the same thing with Tony Niemeyer. You know, he was captain and Jack's older brother. Yeah, so he came in for good news because it was a musical about football, and so they recruited a bunch of the jocks. Well, Tony had a really good voice. He could sing. And so he joined choir after that and then started doing the musicals. And yeah. we had more jocks coming in. And it was, yeah, it worked yeah. out really well. We were able to cross the lines and be, you know, be friends and stuff. But our my favorite, we used to play fucking N64. We had yeah. a GoldenEye going in the green room, in the dressing room there waiting. And so in between each scene, we'd be playing GoldenEye. And where the fucking chaperone out in the hall would be like, all right, you're on stage. Like, go, go, go. And we'd be like, oh, fuck, and run on stage and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. That's and awesome. The DayQuil. We drank so much DayQuil because it'd coat your throat so you could sing better.
Back
and
in the day, we had like better technology.
It would wake you up and everything. Yeah.
Throat coat, yeah.
Instead of doing drugs backstage, we went, honey is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I was in the sixth grade, and it was my first musical, and backstage in that dressing room there, all the guys were hanging out together. And the guy that was the lead for that year, he had a huge role. Like, on stage, if there was 30 scenes, I wasn't in that show, I got sick, remember?
Yeah, you were still in it.
But if there was 30 scenes, this guy was on stage for 28 of them. And we had a matinee, which is an afternoon show.
Yeah.
And an evening show, so we had to do a double.
Yeah.
And this guy is in like the white t-shirt, like the undershirt, and his underwear, and he takes 2 5-hour energies and slams them both.
Good.
And then kills half a bear of honey.
Fuck yeah.
And he's just like, all right, let's do this. Gets in costume and then goes for mic check. It was wild. And I'm sixth grade, so I'm a 12-year-old. And there's this, because when you're in sixth grade, a senior in high school may as well just be a grown man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
An idol. An idol. Yeah.
So to see him,
and he was an animal.
See him crank out a 10-hour energy, and and half a bear of honey. It was just like, wow, this guy's a real deal. this might as well be Ronnie Coleman in front of me.
Yeah,
like this is that's wild. Funny.
Oh, that's truth though.
You got any fun musical stories from being stage manager and shit?
I bet you do, Raj.
I got a lot of them.
He's got a lot of the time that you pushed me out and I got yelled at, you were like, yep, it's all him.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That I would constantly try to make you be the one to laugh backstage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them. But, yeah, the Sunday performances, that's when I made my...
The cameo.
Cameo.
Cameo. Yeah.
Every musical.
What was your favorite one of those?
Boy,
I remember one in Shrek where didn't you chase the egg with a fucking egg
big
beater
whisk
or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was Kelly.
Yeah, she was.
But yeah, chased her with an egg beater across the stage. But
yeah, she was Humpty Dumpty, and he chased her with a whisk.
Yeah, yep. But yeah, there was a lot of them. But that was started out. That was.
The first one you did was Oliver.
Oliver.
Yep.
Yeah, I was already out of high school.
Yeah, and that was my first one. And the senior said, you have to do something. So they actually grabbed me backstage, dressed me up.
Yep.
And all kinds of crap.
That was my favorite one.
And go back, you know, went out there in the final scene when she was laying on the stage dead. And I had a cane, and I just kept poking her in the ribs, trying to get her to laugh. And it was like, is she dead? Is she dead? Is she dead? And I remember, oh, God, I can't remember his name, though. It was one of the Schultzes, I think, that was down there, looked at me, and goes, quit poking her, sir. And we made eye contact, and he's like, holy shit, who the hell are you?
That's great.
But, when did the gorilla suit?
And the other one that I remember was when Spencer was actually sitting out on stage, and I walked in as Grandpa.
On Bye Bye Birdie.
On Bye Bye Birdie. Yep. Had a robe on. Gosh, like, yeah. I just got up, just woke up, and it was a morning scene, and I just come out of the scene or out of the doorway and walked over, and he was just about to take a bite of his toast, Spencer was, and I grabbed it right out of his hand and took a bite of it, walked off stage.
That was my favorite moment. Is like, I just acted in high school with my father. I was like, are you kidding me?
That's an awesome moment.
Yeah,
that's
stole the toast right off my hand. And I,
hi, Grandpa.
I heard hi, Grandpa, and I was like, wait a minute. And I was like, in this show, I don't have a father. And I looked over, and it's my fucking dad walking over to me, and he steals the toast out of my hand. And I was always like I love improv. I love going at it. At that point, I was speechless. So I just looked at my onstage wife and I said, "What?" And she goes, "He must have had a late morning."
You know, beautiful. And it was awesome.
It just continued on with the story, and that was my favorite. That and Oliver, those two were the best. There was a lot of good ones you had, the fact that I got to share the stage with you, that's a memory I can share.
Oh, yeah.
But got more people in there on the Sunday show thinking, what the hell is Roger going to do?
That's funny.
I remember our director.
My father.
Yep. John's father. He always would say.
He did direct.
Yeah, that's on right. Sunday.
I got him laughing every time.
Oh, yeah. We'd have a spirit circle, and he never, ever said that I hope nothing happens. He always prepared everybody in the spirit circle. He'd be walking around, and he would always throw it in there on Sunday performances. He'd go, listen, whatever happens, happens. Just be prepared. You guys know how the show goes. Carry it on, but just be prepared. Because he'd never know what the fuck you were going to do, and he'd never know what his leads were going to do. Yep. And he'd always stare at the leads. He'd be like, just be prepared.
Yep.
Because he knew that his son was cooking up something, I was cooking up something, Dennis was cooking up something, and he would just stare at us, and he'd be like, you know, everybody is prepared. But fucking be prepared.
And Raj, his lieutenant backstage, was also cooking something up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the guy he calls to and he goes, fix this, was also about to do something.
Yep. I know he would always touch on, I know some of you are going to take some risks, and I'm not saying don't do that, but don't take such a big risk. You pull everybody else out of character.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing.
Take a calculated risk.
That's the one thing is you guys never broke character.
No. Nope.
Yep.
Even the shenanigans I did.
Never.
Good. It all just flowed.
That's something that's going to be drained in my memory forever, though, is those Eric speeches for musicals.
Oh, Jesus. Weren't they great?
My God. It was like preparing for game six.
Oh, I know.
You know, like what I'm saying? You're just like, all right, this is what we play for.
Yep.
This is what we're going to do. It was, I don't know, just like the way that he would talk to us and stuff that made me into a different mindset, you know?
He would give us a game six speech. He would give us a game six speech for all five performances.
Absolutely,
He would figure eight the candles lit.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you almost got chills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody would be in a big circle, and there would be some candles in the center
two,
of it.
Two of them.
Yeah. Two
of them.
Two. Yeah. There would be. Yeah, and he would just go on, like pumping us up.
He wrote
before
the
show. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. But he would just pump us up.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my perspective of it. Like, I just remember listening. I can't remember exactly what he said, but all I know is that I'm like, I'm fucking ready for anything now after this speech. You know,
I think
the biggest, one of my biggest, like, I'm fucking pumped and ready to go. And this was the time that I had to turn it was junior year. I was sitting in class. This was right before the cast list dropped. It was for Shrek and the teacher gave us the pleasure to pick our partners, and my best friend in the class was John Asel. So I looked at him, and he was already looking at me, you know, and we were just like, yut. And we sat together, and he goes, hey, I just want to let you know this cast list is going to be something you like. We all got the leads, like juniors. Our best friend circle just swept it. So we're like, hell yeah.
Oh, no. Because being the son of the director, it was always you cannot spill the beans. Because I knew like 48 hours before everybody else did.
Yeah,
so I had to keep it under my hat. And then it's the day the cast list drops. And with you, it was just like, oh, you'll be pleased.
Yeah, you'll be pleased.
Yep. We did well.
Yeah, we did well.
We did well.
So we go and see it. God damn. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And so I was happy that whole time. You know, I'm just pumped. So the day before the first, or not the day, the morning of the first show, Eric comes sits with me during makeup. And I had to get spray painted for this show. Okay, I wasn't doing regular stage makeup. I was getting spray painted. And he came up and he was like, "I need to talk to you." And this is like when the director walks in. Okay, so everyone gets silent and he comes sits with me while I'm doing makeup, and he's giving me like this pep talk, like, "Hey, like you are ass in book. You are the best out of book. You need to bring your best." He's like, "You always take the book to the last performance. Get the fuck out of the book and do your best." And I was so pumped up. So during the spirit circle, I was trying to give everyone a pump up speech. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Before the spirit circle time happens. But Eric, like when he walked in for that spirit circle, it was like, oh, it's game on.
It was like, everybody shut the fuck up and just listen. Yep, you know? Yep.
And I love that role that we all took, like that we all had when somebody walked in, we were just like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like when we grew up in this shit.
Yeah.
So like when people were talking, we were like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like the director walks out and it's that time for like silence, get into your character.
Yeah.
And people were like giggling or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And we'd get up and just be like, I don't care what you're doing. You're in two scenes.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like we're trying to get into character over here.
Because we had the joke in band, because we were all band geeks too. We always had the joke that we'd always say life's a joke, but band is serious.
Yep.
And then when those band geeks would show up like junior year or senior year for musical, just like, oh, what the hell? I'm almost graduated. I might as well try it. When that first spirit circle would come around, the veteran presence, the people that have been there since middle school, were like, okay, if you think band's a big deal, you don't even understand.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah.
If band is important to you, this is top tier. Like, when it's time to be quiet, you be quiet.
There was that. We had that air of, like, this is what it is. But we also fucked off so much.
Oh, backstage, I was an animal. Backstage, you couldn't get me to focus.
John tried to get you in trouble backstage.
Oh, yeah. Jack Niemeyer, and, like, that, he was a blast.
I miss that guy.
So much. Eric Molds, I love that guy. We always had such a good time, and you were stage manager, Roger. I got to be stage manager one time for a one act, and there we go. And I remember one of the sets was rolling out, and it had electrical in it. It had like lights and other stuff, and the guy was standing up at a lectern on a podium together. And so the cable connecting it, the extension cord, and it's rolling out, and it disconnects. And right before the lights come on, I had to fucking, like, Daisy Duke fucking slide under that shit, grab it, connect it, and then I sat underneath the set because I couldn't move because lights came on.
Yeah.
So I'm underneath the fucking set holding the electrical cord together until the fucking lights drop, and then I had to run away.
I had to do the same thing in Shrek.
Oh, did you?
Dive out there, do the army crawl. It felt like
I remember.
I felt like Doc and Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what moment was that?
That was in Shrek. I was going over the lava scene. Yeah, I was going over the bridge, I had to look this way, and I looked behind, and I was looking my father in the eyes, and I went, oh, Shrek, you don't want to go down there. I looked up, and I was like, what the fuck? And my dad's just staring at me like, like terrified.
They brought the set piece out from the back wall, and the cord came disconnected. They had no idea.
Oh shit!
When they moved it out there, and I just like dove and did the army crawl out there, grabbed the cords.
Have you ever done the Mario Kart course, like where the penguins slide across the ice field?
Absolutely.
That was him. he took a 20-foot fucking sprint and just went.
Just slid, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing? The greatest moment though was freshman year when we did the Hobbit. They had these flowers and ferns and stuff to represent like a field and shit.
Yeah.
And they were always constant in front on the right side of the stage. And they had used hairspray to keep them upright and keep them stable.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, at another point in the play, there's pyrotechnics that go off. And like a little smoke bomb thingy pops up or whatever. Well, the one day, they put it too close, and the pyrotechnics come off, and the whole right side of the stage lights blaze. And the hobbits, or the fucking dwarves that are playing, they're in jail. If you know the Hobbit, they're in the jail in the wood elves, and they're fucking... And so they're in jail, and there's fire in front of them, and they're like, So with, like, no try to hide it, anything, Mike Richardson comes fucking running out the back with a fire extinguisher. It's just like... Gets the fire out, and then he stands up and looks around and takes a bow and then runs away. And then they continue the show.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
At the end, at the cast party, they did this huge cake, and it was all Hobbit themed and smog and everything on there.
Yeah.
And in the right corner, there was a fire extinguisher. Fucking cake.
I have a question for you, Eddie.
Yeah.
Do you get to choose where the mid-roll ads go in this podcast?
Yeah. I pick a spot. So I pick like whatever is the best lull to kind of hide it. And so I do a pre, a mid, and a post.
How about a mid right now? Go.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And
yeah.
We can catch this and cut this little conversation out.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
And we're back.
Hey, we're back. And MSU has won.
Yeah, baby.
Oh.
What is that, 53-49?
53-49 final score with a Tyson Walker dunk to seal it all. Love it. As John would say, get the fuck out of the bus. You know, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of my barn.
Yep, get out of the barn. Well, I think it's about that time for last call, isn't it?
Oh, shit, it is.
Sadly. But here we roll into it.
Last call.
Da-ding, ding, da-ding.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
I'm
gonna
start it out
again.
I got a backpacking story.
All right.
I went across Europe,
the Appalachians.
I went on my first ever backpacking trip, and I had an absolute fucking blast. It was with John Hayden. We had a great time, and we were doing our thing. And the last night, we had this great idea to get alcohol. Turned out to not be a great idea for me, but for them.
Okay.
So we were sitting there.
Not a good idea for anybody.
Yeah, yeah. So we had Hayden walk across a lake in freezing cold temperatures. But he made it, and then he.
You
drove.
Were backpacking in the winter.
It was the middle of April last year, and in the mornings when we wake up, it'd be low 20s.
So winter.
So spring. Yeah. But early spring.
Yeah.
Early spring.
Where at? Where was this at?
Little spot we like to call Axe Head Creek. It's a little secret fisherman spot, but
Not a secret anymore. Sorry,
Axe Head
Creek.
That's
our name.
We made that up.
Yep.
I stand corrected.
Okay. Here's the deal. It's a few. Well, no. It's times 32 jaws north.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Fair
I'm
enough.
Just kidding.
Yep. Sorry. Continue. You're backpacking.
Yep. But I'm backpacking, and Hayden gets to the truck somehow. Me and John are just left out in the wilderness, and you know, he goes grab some booze, and he made it back, and we made it this big ordeal. So he brought back
he brought back about a half a dozen double deuce.
Yep, the double deuces. Yeah. And then what
and
were
then
those
he
things
had,
called the Johnny Bootleggers.
Yep. They're little like
Johnny Bootlegger.
They're little like half pints that you get that are liquor. They're like 20% ABV,
and, but you can slug them down.
Yeah, they're oh, like shit. It's like a little half pint of really strong wine.
Yeah.
And it's all sorts of fruity flavors, and they're like $1.99 a piece.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So it's just like get drunk immediately for not
a
lot
of money.
Very
cheap.
Yeah.
And he brought back the Mike Heavies. Not the Mike Hards, the Mike Hard like extras.
Mike's Harder.
Harder. That's
harder?
What it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's
What's
Harder.
That? Like a,
it's a Mike's Hard, five but it's
ABV?
Harder.
Mike's are Mike's are 5 ABV. Harders are like 8.5 or 9.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's the natty daddy of
yeah,
Mike's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
so he brought back just a ton of trashy, get drunk immediately, yep. You know.
White girl drinks. Yeah. And we were slamming them, and I got really, really, really drunk really fast.
Good.
And I had this bright idea, and I was like, oh, my God, it's only 23 degrees out. Like, this is summer. Let's go swimming. So I went swimming. I went swimming in underwear and my shirt.
Good.
And immediately after swimming, I got really tired. So I told the boys. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I told the boys. I said, hey, I'm crawling in the bed. And they were like, hey, like, strip down and only go in your sleeping bag with your body. I didn't do that.
Oh, no.
I didn't do that at all. So I went to bed in my soaking wet clothes. And apparently,
in 20 degrees.
Apparently, I woke them up screaming bloody murder.
Good.
But they stripped me down, and they were great friends, and they kept me alive that night. But just so you know, we're going on a backpacking trip soon for my birthday, and it's a redemption round. No booze and no swimming unless it's above 32 degrees.
No,
weather.
No. Hard lines on no booze, no swimming.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
If you get wet, it's by accident.
Exactly. But no, backpacking trip is the way to go. But I had a fun time, and I woke up, and they were just like, are you okay? And I was like, yep. They were like, they questioned me, and they were just like, are you sure? And I was like,
he came out of the tent the next day just like, wow, I slept like shit. And Hayden and I have just been up half panicked for the rest of the night. Like,
oh,
is he going to be
gosh.
All right, man? Like, holy fuck, that was deep.
Yeah.
And he's named- just like, wow, I slept like shit. And we were like, well, no kidding, you slept like shit. Do you have
almost
any idea
died.
What happened? And he was just like, nah, man, I think I slept on my neck wrong or something. My lips are chapped and everything. It's like, yeah, dude, the Reaper came calling for you. And we spooked him off. You're fine. But yeah, dude, it was heavy.
I know you named this shit the backpacking trip. It should have been the night I almost died.
Oh, I was close, but I don't like to think about that. I just like to think about, like, no more Johnny Bootlegger. Yeah. No more swimming in 20 degrees. That's a bad idea.
And at the end of the day, if you just if you choose to ignore that detail, it was a great trip.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like, we had a great time. It was the
one,
last night.
There was one horrifying 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. But if you just choose to have selective memory and acknowledge that and learn from it and then look at everything else.
Yeah.
We had an amazing time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. And I owe them my life. They saved my life. They did. They
good.
Saved my life. Because if
I'm
they
glad.
Wouldn't I mean, they saw my taint, yeah, but they saved my life.
Sometimes you got to see your best friend's taint. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's the thing I said right
that's
now.
That's the
but...
title of the episode. I love it. I always have trouble sometimes picking out, you know, it's normally like a Roger joke is a tough. Nope. Sometimes you got to see your best friend's taint. Episode 22.
Oh, excellent.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, next up on the list, we have Jonathan Aisel.
So this is a story you've already heard before, but you heard you heard Dennis's perspective on it. And
I can't wait.
It's a story about cold water and thin ice and good friends and...
Oh, is this the same story that Dennis told
last
week?
Oh, yeah, but
last
it's from my point of view now.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
When I was,
I'm also learning.
When I was just... when I was just dating my beautiful, fat, magnificent wife...
Fat?
No.
What'd you say?
I
thought
stuttered.
You said that too.
Oh, my God.
Like, my beautiful, fat, magnificent...
Definitely not.
No, no.
I was
no,
like, that,
not at all.
That chick's the size of a toothpick, man.
Fuck
what are
you
talking about?
Fuck you guys! My beautiful, magnificent wife.
Thank God she doesn't listen. She just likes all
no,
that
she
shit.
Does.
Oh! You're fucked.
Fuck. You know it's not what I said.
I
God
know,
damn it.
I know.
It's not.
I know.
Show the replay.
Here we're sorry.
Said
Lord,
the
we apologize.
Throw the flag.
God damn it. Yeah, where's the challenge flag? Where's the challenge flag? That was a stutter. This is bullshit. All right.
It's like Belichick. Fuck it. I got Tom Brady. Who the fuck? I didn't cheat. Deflate gate my ass.
Anyway.
Anywho, We were just dating at the time, and we lived in separate towns, about 25 miles apart. And I was up at her place, and I get text messages from Hayden and Dennis saying they were going ice fishing. They wanted me to go, and I said, I can't. I'm going to hang out with my girlfriend for the night, but text me when you guys are coming through her town. And they said, all right, sounds good. And Hayden said, all right, well, we can leave whenever, so just let us know when you're going to be heading home, and we'll meet you there. And I said, okay, cool, sounds good. A couple hours go by, and I said, okay, send him a text message. All right, I'm going to be leaving in a half hour, so whatever you got to do. Sounds good, we'll pack up, we'll meet you at Taco Bell. Game on.
You
Taco
sparked Bell. So many memories into my head. That makes so much sense. I do remember the Taco Bell, and I do remember being with Hayden. Yeah.
Yep, and pulling the Taco Bell, and they're there, and they got all their ice fishing stuff, and Hayden's happy to see me, and Dennis is absolutely belligerent drunk.
Belligerent.
Like, Hayden clearly had like one or two, maybe, and Dennis was wasted.
I ate a live minnow.
This guy was white girl wasted.
Yeah, I don't know anything that happened when they were fishing. I just know what happened when I met up with them. And it's 11 o'clock at night, and they still want to fish.
I ate a live minnow.
And there's not a whole lot of good ice anywhere. Did. And so I know a little secret pond that is pretty small and pretty shallow, so I figured, what the hell, there's probably good ice there. So I showed them the way there, and we all met up at this pond, and we take the little hike out to the lake, and the ice is no good. The ice is no good at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I found that out, yeah.
typically, if the ice is clear, means it's strong. If the ice is white, it's full of air bubbles, and it's bad. And
oh,
it's,
interesting.
It's no good. Yeah,
white, I never noticed
white
that.
Ice is no good. Black ice is good.
Okay.
And so right. It's white. It's white ice, and there's probably between 3/4 of an inch and 1¼ inches of it. And if you got like 3 inches of black ice, you can fish. So this is just a bad situation.
Perfect.
And we pull up, and we've got my little spud, which is just a big steel rod with
a chisel
carved
into it. I talked about the spud. Yeah.
And we try to, you know, tap at it to get a gauge on how thick the ice is. And I mean, if you threw a paperclip on this lake, it would have gone through. And Dennis says, fuck you, it's fine, I'm fine, I'm going. And he walks out onto this lake, and Hayden and I are like, oh, my Lord.
Like, he's going to learn his lesson.
What? Like, no, this is just a horrible situation because he's so drunk, he's not listening to us. And I guarantee you,
all right,
he's going to hit the point where the ice gets even worse, and he's going to go through, and he's going to be going all the way out there. And he's 50 pounds lighter than us, so we're going to go through halfway out to him. So when he goes through, it means we're all going through, and
to be
it's
fair,
be
it
a
was
situation.
Sturdy at
to
the
be
time.
Fair.
It was sturdy when I was out there.
Yeah, you know? What you thought.
We'll go with that.
It was. It was. I did the little tap-tap method. Yep.
Hayden and I are just screaming, Dennis, come back. What the hell? You're going to die. And he's, fuck you. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine. You're just scared.
You're just scared.
Fuck you. I'm fine. And so I don't know. It was probably 10 minutes of arguing with each other from 60 yards away while he's on a frozen lake. Hayden and I kind of looked at each other. It's like, okay, well, he hasn't gone through yet. And it's not looking like he's gonna. He might. He's probably gonna, but he hasn't yet.
I didn't.
So we have the idea like, okay, no, yeah. Like let's make it certain that he gets wet. Like, make no mistake, he's gonna get wet and he's gonna get cold. So we, you know, polar bear'd our way out onto the ice and took the spud and broke the ice is into just tiny little shards from probably 15 feet out on the lake all the way to shore. So there's no way he can hurdle it. He's just got to take his drunken running head start and try to leap over it. And I'll be damned if he didn't try. He almost made it, but he landed in about probably knee deep water and fell and just busted his face on the shore. It was
awesome.
It was sweet redemption because he was so, he just refused to listen. And I'm not going to be the I know better than you do guy, but I was trying to look out for your well being.
You did,
and you were reckless, man. So it's just like, all right, play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
To be fair, yes, I was belligerent. Yes, I didn't listen, but no, I did not fall through on my own accord. I slipped and Charlie Browned it on the ice and fucking made my finger purple
That's
for
true.
A week.
You did fall down out there.
I did.
We thought that was game over when you fell down.
Yeah. I fell on the ice, and it still did not break. So
yeah, she was sturdy.
It was sturdy as fuck. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I still don't believe it.
I ain't talking about nothing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
do ice.
Well, I don't outdoor like you people do. When can you drive on the ice? Because I've seen people do that.
Isn't it 8 inches of ice?
It depends on how big of a car you have, really.
Pickup truck.
Depends on how drunk you are.
If it's a pickup truck and you're not drunk...
five.
Five.
I thought it was eight.
No. All right. I've heard that you can... I've heard you can take a small to medium-sized car on eight. But pickup trucks, if you're going to have like the big full-size pickup truck, then probably wait for a foot. You would never catch me driving a pickup truck on a frozen lake. No. Ever.
No.
Because I don't trust it that much. But yeah, I mean, if you've got 20 inches of ice, it'll hold you.
Dang.
You know, I mean,
do you know the science behind that? Like how cold it has to be for how long or whatever? Like, how do you get 20 inches of ice? That's a lot of fucking ice.
I don't know the whole like physics behind it or nothing, but
okay.
Oh. So
fact checker Dennis.
Yeah, how you doing?
You hit
driving
me.
A car or a small pickup is allowed to 12 to 15 inches of ice.
So about a foot.
Okay.
Yeah. So but you're absolutely right. Yeah.
You should look up how do you get a foot of ice.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
how long does it take for a foot of ice to freeze?
Well, you probably got to get the area of the lake.
Oh.
And the depth and whether it's spring fed or creek fed or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of variables.
Don't they go out on the bay?
Yeah, on a good enough winter they do.
Yeah, that's what sometimes. I mean. Like, I see cars out on the fucking bay. Like,
you haven't seen that in a few years.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten a shit fuck.
Back in the day, I'm sure Roger drove a couple of station wagons out on the bay in his day.
Station wagon.
All right, so I got this.
Fuck you.
I got this.
Okay.
Ice can quickly form when temperatures tumble, but it takes more time.
I like this. Is that the scientific term?
This is what Bing says. This is what Bing says.
Okay. Right?
But it takes more time than you might think for ice to reach the 4-inch thickness that experts recommend. On average, it takes 4 days of below freezing temperatures to form ice that is safe. Also, this guideline is for ponds and lakes.
That checks.
So like 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks of sub-zero to get a foot out there. Yeah, that's wild.
See, John, when we take the station wagons out there, we'd pull a boat behind us. So if we went through, at least we'd get in the fucking boat.
Well, my dad has stories of when he was a teenager, him and his dad taking the freaking van out on the bay. Hearing that there's walleye 5 miles out, so they just jump in the car and drive down a boat launch.
Jesus. Cut a hole in the floorboards and fish there.
Just leave it running, turn the heat on, crack the door, and stick your fishing rod out the window.
That's funny. That's not bad. That's like the redneck Channy, man.
Pretty much.
That's great.
No, a snowmobile or something, I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah.
But a car?
A car, pass. No, leave that on the shore.
Yeah,
we got to get home.
I'd like to do
unless
that.
Unless it's
never...
like a little Chevette or something, you know.
It's sure.
Smart car.
Get a Gremlin out there. The Ford Fiesta.
Yeah.
Little Ford Pinto.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I've never been snowmobiling. That'd
I'd
be
turn
fun.
A Gremlin into an ice shanty. That sounds like an idea.
Yeah. As long as he works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's up? What do we got, Dennis?
A son from the future.
Oh, me. All right, so.
Marty. We got to go back to the future.
So, Dane Cook had this bit he used to do.
Oh, fucking, hold on.
Love Dane Cook.
Me and Dennis were just talking about Dane Cook.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead and resume.
I love Dane Cook.
Yeah, he's
man,
a good guy.
Shit. and he used to have this bit that he did back in the day. And I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. I'm going to do that because I'm an idiot. So you go to parties, and we used to go to a lot back in the day, and eventually at some point, somebody's humping. There'd always be somebody humping at a party. So what I like to do is I'd run in the room on them, and whoever's on top, I'd start slapping their ass going, I'm your son from the future! I'm your son from the future! And then run the fuck away. I did it
that
so many times.
Is amazing.
Oh my God.
I pissed off so many people, but it was amazing. I think Craig is the only one who punched me. Because I walked in and he knew it was coming. Because I'd run in and go, I'm your son from the future. And he's like, fuck.
So when I get my time machine, I'm doing that.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm doing that.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah, that Dane Cook bit. Yeah. Oh, I took it to heart and it was great and made all the parties so much better. For me, not for them, but for me.
They were incredible. They're doing the thing, and Eddie's like, oh, I got this. And everyone's like, no. No, you're like, fuck you. That's awesome. Mm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I had to do it at least a dozen times.
Oh, man.
It's so amazing. Much fun. That's so much fun.
Dennis.
Oh, my God. I got to stand up for
tell
this
us,
one.
Tell us about your black eye.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, hold on.
Black eye.
I got to take a sip to remember real quick. Yeah.
A sip to remember.
Need me to give you a black eye to remember, too?
Or? Yeah, no. Okay. You calm down.
You got it.
All right.
I wouldn't want to do that to you anyway.
Okay. So, it was 2020. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. It was during the COVID, that thing. Nick. Hate it. And when everybody was supposed to be at home, what did I get a text message for? A hick party in the middle of Gladwin. So I'm like, all right, there ain't going to be too many people out here. So I go to this hick party in Gladwin.
I love fucking hick parties.
Hick parties are the best parties.
And if you don't know who I am not a hick. I've hung out with
as Hicks. He wears flannel.
Yeah, you calm down. No, but I'm not a hick at all.
That's a hick from Target. Look at his jacket.
Yeah, I'm a wish.
Oh, hick. That's a hick from
I'm
Gap.
A wish hick.
Yeah. I'm a wish.
Great value redneck.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember going to this. Meyer.
Going to the party.
There was a huge bonfire. Yeah. There was at least like 45 people, maybe more.
Were we at the same party?
But no, there was a fuck ton of people at this party. And there was a huge bonfire. People were shooting guns and shit. And I was like, I ain't part of that. Man, you people are drinking. People are shooting. And I was like, no. But it happened. But anyway, this party's going on. I'm having a good time. I'm looking at the stars. I'm doing some fucking hippy-dippy type shit, you know? And all of a sudden, this woman passes out. She passes out by all the parked cars. The whole party from the bonfire goes all the way to the parked cars and surrounds this girl. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And me being me, I go, hey, there's a perfectly good fire over there. Why don't we all give her some space and go to the fire? And all of a sudden, this fucking random guy who I found... side note, one of my best friends at the time was there. It was his birthday. And he was going around shouting, it's my fucking birthday! Fuck yeah! You know? And everybody knew who he was. And stuff like that. But I remember the woman passed out. The whole crowd went over there. And I go, hey! In my very passive white guy voice. I'm like, hey. Perfectly good fire over there. We should give her some space. And all of a sudden... and all of a sudden, this fucking random guy comes up to me. How about you get the fuck out of here? And I'm like, I'm partially deaf, and I heard what he said, but I go, what? What did you say?
See
wrong move.
See, Dennis wanted it. Dennis wanted that. He says,
what? It's like that Mike Birbiglia. What I should have said.
What I should have said is, you're,
was nothing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're right. But I fucking was just like, what? Sorry, I can't hear you. And I fucking leaned up to him, and I was like, sorry, what'd you say? And all of a sudden, the guy, there was two people. The guy that I was talking to that I said that, I was like, hey, what'd you say? And all of a sudden, the guy to the right of me fucking just socks me right in the fucking face.
Oh, shit.
Just without hesitation. Just fucking bat. And I'm like, whoa. And I fucking fall to the ground. Fucking my keys fall out of my pocket. My fucking hat falls off. It was a yard sale. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Yes, it was a yard sale. It was a
that's
fucking
amazing.
Yard
I've
sale,
never heard
dude.
That term. That's
yeah,
awesome.
If somebody gets knocked the fuck out and all,
and all
the
their
shit
comes,
it's a yard sale. Absolutely. And fucking, I'm on the ground and I'm
that
like,
could have been the name too. But
I'm on the ground and I'm thinking at that moment, I'm like, wow, this is going to be a story. But at the time, I was just like, fuck. I just got hit in the face right now, dude. And all of a sudden, I hear my friend, who was his birthday, he goes, oh my God, somebody just got knocked the fuck out. Wait a minute. That's fucking Dennis. Who the fuck punched Dennis in the fucking face? And I'm like, I'm on the ground, and I'm like,
yeah, you go get him, buddy. Yeah, man. You go get him. And I found out that that guy that punched me in the face got fucking tased. He got fucking tased. I felt so happy. Oh, my God.
That is where he goes, where the fuck is that fucker? He's tased. Greatest. Good.
He's on the ground. He's tased. He's electrocuted. I was like, absolutely karma. He is. Fuck that guy. Oh, my God. But I went with a couple of friends, right? And that happened. I got a fucking black eye instantly, basically. It was, like, instant. I got punched in the face, on the ground, yard sale, tased guy, fucking whatever. And I'm getting up, and I'm like, holy shit. And I was just pissed. I was just mad. And all of a sudden, I'm driving my friends home. Because, like, I wasn't too fucked up. I was just trying to be a nice guy, you know? Whatever. But I remember on the drive home, I look over, and they're like, Dennis, are you okay? And I'm like, I just looked at him with my fucking half my face bulging out of my goddamn face. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's fine, you know? And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. But I remember the next day, I went over to my friend Hayden's house. Hayden had his parents. Yeah, Spencer was there. And I remember walking in. Sunglasses at 10 o'clock.
Sunglasses at night.
Indoors.
Yeah. Indoors.
Indoors. I was wearing sunglasses every day.
And we were playing cards, so we were like, oh, look at this fucking asshole.
But I remember.
Didn't take them off, though.
I remember I just like, I walked inside the house, walked past his parents, trying to ignore the whole fact that I'm wearing sunglasses in the PM. You know,
the best thing to say is that you wear sunglasses inside because you wear sunglasses inside.
Oh, absolutely.
And just say it with confidence. So people go, oh, okay.
Yeah. But I was walking up and they're like, wait. They're like, wait a minute. Dennis, come back. And I was just like, yep. And they're like, why are you wearing sunglasses? And I just slowly take them off. And there's this huge black eye on my face.
Just a shiner.
Just this huge black eye.
Awesome.
And I told them the whole story and all that. And they're like, what the fuck? And I told my friend Hayden. He was just like, oh, you should have told me. And I was like, what were you going to do? You know? But he was a good friend about it, though.
I had just gotten my CPL. So, of course, I'm wearing it. And I walk out on the porch and we're also having a smoke or whatever. And I walk out, and Dennis had told me the story previous while we were playing cards. And I walk out on the porch, and it's Dennis and Hayden talking. And I come out, and I whip my gun out, and I go, all right, who did it? I was like, where is he?
Absolutely.
He was like, it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Last night.
I remember.
And I was like, all right, but where is he? Where the fuck is this motherfucker? Yeah. You know, I was pissed. Yeah. I was pissed.
I remember Hayden was just like, you should have called me.
Yeah.
And I was just like.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I should have called you. Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible, man.
You know, it was fucking, you know, looking back, even when it happened, I was just like, man, this is going to be a fucking great story, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just glad he had your back, though.
He did. Absolutely. I was just like,
who the fuck knocked out Dennis?
Yeah, it was just like, this guy got fucking knocked out. Wait a minute. This is Dennis. Who the fuck knocked him out? You know, it was just.
Took care of him. Yep.
Yeah, he did. He did, and I appreciate him for that.
Oh, yeah, attaboy. He's attaboy. A good dude. He is a good dude.
He is a good dude.
Well, shit. I think Raj. No? Raj, no cones? No. All right. Well, that'll be saved for the next time.
So, thank you so much for coming out and hanging out with us tonight. This has been a fantastic show. Catch us on Instagram, bbbbabble.com. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
What up, Games and Repairs in downtown Bay City and at Green Acres Plaza in Saginaw has all your pop culture needs. Grab your favorite video or board game. Need your phone or console repaired? They can get you squared away. D&D Adventure League on Monday or video game tournaments on Saturday. Check out One Up Games and Repairs at OneUpGamesBC.com.